It is the Lord God who gives us life, sustains us in life, who also ultimately will win the victory over all evil. And it is the same Lord God who is our source of all hope. In his letter to the Christian communities of Asia Minor, Saint Peter wrote, "You people were straying like sheep." And that happens to be one of the great biblical images to describe the problems that we people create for ourselves when we cut ourselves off from the source of hope in our life. Whenever we refuse to allow God to be God in our lives, and when we try to take things into our own hands, then our lives have no direction. We begin to drift aimlessly, just like straying sheep. In the Easter portion of Handel's Messiah, there's a great chorus. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And that desire to take the controls out of the hands of God and put them into ours, that is what the Holy Bible calls sin. And it is the source of so much of our heartache and pain, our fear and hostility in life today. Today we happen to live in a society that has achieved a standard of living and affluence beyond that of the great majority of all the world's people. And yet we today are a society plagued with a great emptiness of spirit. We never seem satisfied with what we have accomplished or what we possess. The name of the game is success and progress. We say, do not be content with your present lot. Know the right people, live in the right neighborhood, make more money, provide yourself with more security. Never be satisfied. And then start the game all over again with your children. Our civilization today is so corrupt and boring that sooner or later our young people will get sick of it and they will begin to look for something better. Today we live in a society that is plagued with discontent, emptiness. Everywhere there are people who do have a lot going for them, but at the center, in their heart, there is only emptiness. And each of us at times begins to experience that. And yet if we want to change this empty spirit, there is only one person upon whom we call Jesus Christ. To receive the gift of wholeness that we all desire so much, all we need do is be open to receive it now as we gather in the Eucharist. Someone has written some sarcastic lines about people like us who are churchgoers. It says, they do it every Sunday, but they'll be all right on Monday. It's just a little habit they've acquired. Maybe, just maybe, there still are some of you here today could come only because it's a little habit you acquired somewhere along the way. Some maybe just stray in and out of these doors aimlessly like lost sheep. Come Monday morning, nothing will have been changed, even though the thoughts of the Lord are not our thoughts, nor are his ways our ways. Come Monday morning, we may have a lot going for us, but at the center of our heart, there will still be that emptiness. But we are able to change that now. Come Monday morning, we are able to be all right with God and with ourselves and with others. Come Monday morning, with our heart in the right place now, we will be able to experience new life, new meaning in life. Come Monday morning, we are able to experience, to actually feel the presence of the living God welling up like a spring of living water within our heart, spilling over into whatever we may have going for us and propelling us into a new direction in life, transforming the old things the way they are now into the way they ought to be, rekindling new hope in the promise that God has given to us of total wholeness and fulfillment that we seek. Our life no longer need be empty. That's the story parable of today's gospel. That man that's pictured in that story is just exactly like modern man today, the person who never seems to be satisfied with what he has, or what he has accomplished, or what he possesses. And then you remember when the story parable ends, Jesus says to the followers, so he says, the last shall be first, and the first will be last. You recall there's another story parable in the Gospels that concludes with these words, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. We must remember that pronouncing such maxims was more than a little habit that Jesus acquired. Jesus lived what he preached. And so consequently, he literally put himself last. He humbled himself on the cross and was exalted in the resurrection. An elderly woman on vacation sent a card to her psychiatrist and said, I am having a wonderful time, but I wish you were here to tell me why. So many of us people here today are not having a wonderful time, but we do have the writers of the Old Testament to tell us why we're not having such a wonderful time. And it's the Apostle Peter who confronts us with the absolute core, the very heart of the New Testament spirituality when he wrote these words for us. Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, no guile was found on his lips. And when he was reviled, he did not revile in return. And when he suffered, he did not threaten. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree of the cross. By his wounds, you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and the guardian of your souls. It is because Jesus placed himself last of all. It is because Jesus humbled himself, because he himself bore our sins on his body on the tree, that we people need not stray any longer in our empty search for meaning. We can come home and be reconciled with the Lord God, who is our source of new life. In the old days of sailing vessels, whenever a ship was in distress and it happened another ship was coming to help, the rescued ship would always fly a flag bearing the letters BNC. And in the code language of the sea, it meant, I will not abandon you. What Peter and the other New Testament writers are telling us today is that the cross is our God coming to our rescue, with flags flying and bearing that message of new hope. I will not abandon you, says the Lord. I will save you and bring you home to my kingdom of healing love. Lord, here at this Eucharist now, take us to your healing cross, and that is how we will find our way out of our emptiness. Here at the Eucharist, Lord, take us to the cross, and we'll find our way out of the heartache and pain, the fear, hostility of our lives. Lord, here at this Holy Eucharist, take us to the cross, and once more we'll find that lost desire to let the controls remain in your hands. Take us to the cross on which you saved us, Lord, and we'll find our way home to the shepherd. Take us to that saving cross of the resurrection, the tree of new life. And when Monday comes, then we will be all right. Thank you.